Thank you for spending another midweek moment with the Wisconsin Property Taxpayers. Before we get started, a word from our sponsor.
Hi, I'm Mike Ansie from Ansie & Associates. We're passionate about continuing on our mission to help more Wisconsin businesses create more success. If you have any questions about our insurance products or just want a second opinion about your insurance or employee benefits, I invite you to check out ANSI.com, or better yet, give us a call at ANSI & Associates. And let's have a conversation about your business and how we can help you secure, protect, and grow your version of the American dream.
How you doing?
All right.
I'm glad to hear it. And glad you're here. Last time I checked, I'm Paul Roseski, and today is Wednesday, the 26th of February, 2025. And today, we're going to lead from the front, lead by example. Let's create the world we want to live in. And I think the best way we could start is by setting the tone with National Set a Good Example Day, which is today. Maybe keep it interesting by celebrating National Kahlua Day tomorrow. And on Saturday, we'll celebrate World Compliment Day and Share a Smile Day. And as always, celebrate responsibly. In last week's intro, I said it's game on, baby. And now that the Brewers have started spring training games, it still holds true today. Between that and the early taste of spring that we're getting this week, I am energized. Let's keep that energy and let's jump into some news together. And you know what? Let's have some fun. We're going to pretend we are on a game show. Welcome to Which Political Party Said That? And here's your host, John Q. Taxpayer. Welcome, everybody. In this game, for you in the studio audience playing for the first time, here's the rules. I read you a quote from a statewide political fundraising email, and you get to guess if it's from the state Democrat Party or the state Republican Party. Are you ready? Let's play! All right, contestants, here's your fundraiser statement. This is what we're up against. A deep-pocketed social media billionaire spending freely in Wisconsin politics. Now the question is, was this the Democrat Party of Wisconsin talking about Elon Musk, the owner of X, pouring over $2 million into Wisconsin politics in the past 12 months? Or was this the Republican Party of Wisconsin talking about Reid Hoffman, former owner of LinkedIn, pouring over $2 million into Wisconsin politics in the past 12 months? All right, contestants, lock in your answers. And the winner is nobody. The loser is every Wisconsin resident that is subjected to toxic political advertising on every television station, streaming platform, and social media feed and website. Thanks for playing. Until next time. Well then, now that I got that out of my system, in other news, our regular listeners will enjoy this. I regularly do the You Can't Make This Stuff Up file. No, I've been kicking around acronyms of something to call this, and I really think it may be too harsh, but I've been considering calling it just plain STUPID, which is an acronym, and it's the Seriously, This Undermines Public Intelligence Diary. STUPID. So if I ever do say, let's get stupid, this week's entry into the diary takes us on a trip outside of Wisconsin, and we go across the pond to Western England to a research university called the University of Exeter. They are offering a class that will run once per year for 11 weeks, and it's a collaboration with a donkey sanctuary. This is a class where filmmakers will do a deep dive and give critical analysis to how donkeys have been portrayed in films, fables, fairy tales, documentaries, etc. According to the university's own website, it, quote, looks at how films have attempted to portray the inner lives of donkeys, unquote. How about this, quote, it's a fantastic to know that a new generation of filmmakers will have a critical understanding of the link between the way animals are portrayed on screen and the values we accord them in real life and the implications this has for their welfare. For too long, donkeys have been misrepresented in popular culture, and this has done them a great disservice, unquote. No one will be marginalized on our watch, including donkeys, even though I'm pretty sure the term stubborn as a donkey probably came about for a justified reason. Anyway, I believe this is a perfect way to wrap up today's diary entry. It's with this quote, quote, no one has ever attempted this type of collaboration before, unquote. Huh, you don't say. In other news, more serious news, let's circle back to Wisconsin and talk tax cuts. There were a number of tax cut proposals in the governor's budget, and while there is plenty of politics around blasting the entire budget and bunches of his proposal, we're going to look at the topic of just the tax cuts. Full disclosure, WPT is in favor of all tax cuts, as long as the burden doesn't fall back on property taxes, because they already far and away are the most burdensome tax in the state. To the governor's credit, he is reading the room quite well with a number of his tax cut proposals, eliminating sales tax on natural gas and electricity, the stuff that people use to heat and cool their homes. Those are basic needs, at least in today's society. So it's easy to get behind that for all politicians that want to score election talking points, I would think. And there are some that are better than others, but right now the Republicans are simply painting with a broad brush, saying that the tax cuts are gimmicky so they can avoid being on record on some of these topics or talking about them individually. So, for all you senators and assembly members, because I know every single one listens to the podcast religiously on a weekly basis. By the way, I can tell, because science and Big Brother tracks everything, that that's not an exaggeration. I'll ask this question. When posed, a Republican was asked about the property tax cuts, and they said they weren't sure about the proposal because really, when would the cuts end? Well, let me tell you, the governor himself has said that it will last for the 2 years of the budget. It's a proposal that in 2025 and 2026 and 2027, every municipality or county that keeps their tax levy flat would get a 3% cash dollar amount from the state equal to what their levy is. After 2 years, that's it. After that, the levy limits would just pick up wherever they're at, and so much like the years lost COVID, it would be 2 years of a pause, and in reality, then things can just resume where they left off. That's how it should or can or is intended to work. Doesn't sound like a fix, but it's addressing a massive issue. And it is a massive issue. According to a December 2024 report from the Wisconsin Policy Forum, property taxes in Wisconsin are expected to see the largest increase since 2009. And other states are addressing this. Ballot measures to cut property taxes for some or all property owners have passed in Arizona, Florida, Georgia, New Mexico, Virginia, Wyoming, and it's a mix of red and blue states. It's a purple issue, it's a bipartisan issue. In Wisconsin, it's time. The current Republican talking points that are that people are struggling and that eggs are expensive and groceries are expensive and we need to help people. Well, if we want to help people right now, this is the way to do it. Let me give you an analogy. Pretend you're in a fist fight. And if someone is winding up to give you a body blow, a punch to the stomach, knock your wind out, you're not going to cover your face. You're going to block where the next painful punch is obviously going to land. Hello? Don't make me pull out the stupid card on you and get that diary back out. As one of our team members just had a conversation with a lady this week where she still lives on the farm that has been in their family for over 140 years. And her husband passed away a number of years ago, but the family is still farming their 200 acres. And she had to use the last of her savings to pay for her ever-increasing property taxes because they keep jumping up. They need to be addressed because income taxes are proportional. And if something unexpected or drastic happens, income taxes adjust proportionally to what you make. And on top of that, low-income earners, everything's been adjusted so that they're hardly paying anything anyways. But if something happens to your income, property taxes don't adjust. So you tell me, should we cover our face or keep from getting our wind knocked out? And finally, I will give you a quote that I heard just this week from the Honorable Tony Evers, the 46th governor of Wisconsin. And I'm not taking this out of context or twisting his words. This is simply a declarative statement he made in front of the 2025 Wisconsin Counties Association Annual Legislative Conference earlier this week. Quote, "We can't have our schools going to referendum every 2 years," unquote. And in response to that, I give you, on behalf of all the property taxpayers in Wisconsin, in my best Hulk Hogan voice, I say, amen, brother. Have a great second half of your week. And as always, thanks for listening. Wisconsin Property Taxpayers Inc. is a nonpartisan membership organization consisting of thousands of small business, farm, and homeowner members in every I'm ready for springtime corner of the state. Founded in 1985, the organization is committed to providing its members with up-to-date information, legislative advocacy, and exclusive cost-saving benefits. Find out how to join at wptonline.org/join.